Aloha and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmitting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We'd first like to just give a few moments of thanks for that beautiful song that you just heard by Patrick Bernard. It's called Radha Govinda, and it's from his album Chakra Celebration. If you wish to find out more about him and his music, you can check him out at his website at patrickbernard.com. Well, we are very ecstatic and delighted to have you join us here today. We're going to have another yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour of enjoying the nectar of life. We're going to be experiencing your vastness and expanding into the collective consciousness, as well as the amazing synchronicities, all the while we dare you to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Now today, our fantastic wild card, multi-dimensional, multi-layered show that's going to be coming up, which is actually more like a stargate than anything else, as we take you into another dimension, which we only plan moment to moment. We promise you that we are going to definitely spark your creativity, infusing you with all infinite possibilities and the magical awakening of a divine child. So why don't we all, let's just dare to risk living in divine cosmic ecstasy. Now we welcome you today. We have something very special lined up. We're going to be welcoming back our guest, Padma Aeon Prakasha, who's joining us live from Australia. But before we get to him and giving you a little bit of a background as well on his bio and all the amazing things that this divine soul has created, we are going to talk about the first major astrological precedented event of 2012. Now, this is going to be coming up on Friday, so I want you guys all to hold on to your seats because this ride is really even more beginning now. So we've been going up, 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 and now the ride is really going to begin. The planet Neptune is going to be returning into its sign and its home sign of Pisces on Friday, which is going to spark a massive spiritual illumination awakening across the planet. I mean, the likes you haven't even seen yet. I mean, we have all been working towards this goal and finding ourselves stepping moment to moment into this space of awakening. But now that Neptune is returning back into its home sign of Pisces, means it's going to be leaving Aquarius, where it has been since 1998. And this represented all the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth and all the amazing technology that we have now that has been created to the most amazing levels of achievement. And now that it has accomplished all of that, we were having a little bit of an introduction with Neptune last year that many felt between the spring and summers of last year, where a lot of your creativity was awakened and even more spiritual awakening and illumination was happening. So from the fall period on, from September onwards till about November, some were experiencing a little bit of fogginess and perception with the way that Neptune was actually situated within the astrological ring. And now it's coming into its full home sign of illumination, which is in the sign of Aquarius. It will remain in this sign until 2026, and this is going to lead to some incredible doors opening of interdimensional proportions, as well as uplifting, illuminating, awakening incredible artistic and creative abilities, and truly helping with anchoring the energies of heaven on earth. So you'll find yourself and the whole planet totally experiencing illumination. So one of the things that we're going to do just before we step into the dimensions of love with Padma, and we're going to do a little recap on the first and second dimensions, and then I'll help him and ask him if he would take us into journeying into the third and fourth dimensions during this program. But before we do that, we'll do a clearing on removing and releasing any interference of astral entities, energies, implants, any negative elementals, and also related to any planetary illusion, so that you can really activate and anchor that ascended master perception, comprehension, and consciousness. So we'll start off with that just before we move into moving through the next dimensions with Padma. So with no further ado, I'd like to actually give you a little bit again on his background and just give you a little bit about his bio, and then we'll bring him in and we'll have a few questions and just see where it goes. We're really excited to have him back on the show today, and especially at such a precedented time in the year 2012. We are so happy. So we welcome Padma Aon Prakasha, who is a dynamic catalyst, supporter of souls, and lover of God, helping to create change fast for those who are truly desiring the divine. All the teaching he has been gifted with reveal different aspects of the full potential of the human soul in order to prepare the soul for union with the divine. Drawn from many of the sacred traditions he has been initiated into, the union of the soul, creativity, sexuality, divine love and truth is the fruit of his work. His books include The Power of Shakti and Womb Wisdom by Inner Traditions, The Christ Blueprint and The Nine Eyes of Light, Ascension Keys from Egypt. He has chosen to self-publish his latest two books, Sacred Wounds, Original Innocence, and The Dimensions of Love, for free, as they share more of the direct pathway to God. Truth is always free. You can see and download this from his website at www.christblueprint.com. And Padma has been teaching worldwide for the last 13 years, bringing change to tens of thousands of people across the globe. With abilities to powerfully open, activate, and heal Shakti, or the life force, the wisdom and yogis of the Tantras of Love aligned with sacred languages and sacred sound and the divine love transmissions. He is able to catalyze others through the divine usage and almost infinite variety of means. Padma is known for his direct, lucid clarity, going straight to the essence. His love for others enables souls to break through their limitations and get closer to their own pure soul and the divine, inspiring, moving, transformative, radically truthful, a breath of fresh air. Padma is a lover of God. Creating is a living part of Padma's passion through writing, teaching, singing, producing music, and multimedia. As a global distributor, music producer, Padma has performed worldwide thousands of times and has produced two albums for Sub Rosa, BMG, Rhythmic Intelligence, and The Song of Life. He has also appeared on BBC TV, Radio 1, XLR8R, Straight No Chaser, Variety, Kindred Spirit, and the Christ Conscious magazines, among others. He has been interviewed around the world, and his latest albums, Life Cycle and Music for Christ Consciousness, are also both available online. I mean, without further ado, I mean, this is such a magnificent background. I don't even know what else to say. We are just so happy to welcome you, Padma, onto Goddess Alchemy. Thank you for coming back.
Namaste, and thank you for having me. And it was funny hearing you read out that bio. It makes me feel a bit shy, but also at the same time, it's quite amusing.
That's always a nice thing when you have that, and you're like, wow, that's me? Holy cow. That's fantastic.
Fun.
Thank you so much. And what an incredible resume. I got to ask you, what do you do in your free time? What are your interests other than?
I don't really have any free time, because I have my greatest joy, and of course my deepest desire is to become at one with God, and my greatest joy and passion is doing everything aligned to that. So to me, there's not really any free time, because everything is dedicated towards that. And that's what I enjoy. I have a lot of fun doing that most of the time. So it's all good.
Fantastic. We are so glad that you were able to make the time to be a part of Goddess Alchemy today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, we had an amazing show the last time you were on 2 weeks ago, when we went into the first and second dimensions, and just wanted to ask, what have you been up to since, and is there anything else you'd like to bring up or cover before we move on? I wouldn't mind just a quick little recap for those joining us in today on the first and second dimensions.
Right. Well, the first and second spheres, or first and second dimensions, are basically where 99% of humanity is existing today. And these first two dimensions are governed more or less by fear. So when I say fear, that's obviously the opposite of love. So in the first sphere, first dimension, we are actually pretty much governed by fear. As we move out of fear, so we have the courage and the love to start exploring our fears and releasing our fears, as we move into the second sphere, we are no longer governed or dominated by fear. So we can still sometimes feel fear, but that doesn't matter because we welcome it and we embrace it and we say, hey, this fear is something, if I explore and investigate it, will lead me to a deeper emotion of sadness or grief or abandonment or betrayal or any deep grief-related emotion. And then I'll be able to release it forever from my soul, and then I'll be more free and I'll be able to be more joyful and more loving to myself and to everyone else. So most of humanity is in these first two spheres, governed by fear or unconscious fear even. We can be scared of things and not even realize that we're scared of them, or we have buried it so deep that we don't even want to acknowledge that we're scared of something, or we're living in fear of somebody or the government or the world or our parents or our partner or Monsanto, the food company, or whatever it is, or the politicians. We can be scared of so many different things. And as we move through the second sphere of love, and this is the pathway that the Sufis and Christ and the Gnostic Christians and the Kabbalists have all mapped out, these seven steps towards becoming at one with God, or entering that sacred union with God, or that sacred marriage with God. As we move through these first two dimensions, we have dropped all fear. So that means that we become very open and vulnerable and sensitive to all our feelings and emotions and to everyone else's feelings and emotions. So we become like, in one sense, we become on a certain level like a child. So whatever emotions and feelings that we feel, we can instantly feel them without denial, without a defense, without a fear, without a judgment, without a projection, without a blame of someone else or a criticism of someone else. We are totally self-responsible, totally humbled to our own feelings, and therefore can process really fast. So we can feel something instead of having to go through our mind or through our excuses or through our filters or through our justifications or denials or projections or judgments. We have dropped all of that in the second sphere, and we just totally feel what is triggered in us. We totally own that, and then we can totally release it in a matter of minutes or hours, in fact. Whereas in the first sphere and the beginning of the second sphere, we can hardly even access our deep emotions. And if we do, it takes us weeks or months or years to really let go of it. So in alignment with these accelerations on the planet, as you just described, is happening on Friday, with Neptune coming back into Pisces and a big awakening that's going to happen from that on the Earth, there's also going to be a big emotional opening, because emotions are the very nature of the soul. And the pure soul runs through feelings, not through emotions. Emotions are just our distortions of our pure feelings, our pure intuitions, and the pure love that lies within our souls. So our emotions are what need to be released. And to release them, we need to fully feel them. Feel in order to heal. And so as we move through that, then we become closer and closer to our own heart and soul. And of course, the closer we are to our own heart, the more love and joy we're going to feel, and the more love and joy we're going to, and truth we're going to share with everyone else, including ourselves, obviously. So it's kind of this mushroom effect, but the big thing for most human beings is to actually just get in touch with that, those deeper emotions within us, without all the normal covers and veils and filters and perceptions that we put in front of them. So that takes real honesty from us, and that's basically the journey of the second sphere and the first sphere. And there's more to it, obviously, but in essence, the quintessence of it is that overcoming all fear and becoming more like a child, able to fully feel your own emotions and totally release them with without it being part of anyone else. And this total self-responsibility is a very mature quality, that more people are starting to develop, but it, generally speaking in the world, most people don't have that. And that also explains the huge emotional suppression and repression on our planet that has created these blocks to the soul, that has created all these inequalities and this imbalance of lack of love on this planet that is, you know, being the story of humanity for the last cycle of time. But as this new cycle of time comes in, you know, that's going to be changing. But it can only change through us releasing our deeper emotions, because the emotions and feelings are the nature of love, obviously, and of our pure soul.
Sounds incredible, and the true alchemical synthesization that ignites out of this is truly remarkable. And for many times, many people kept asking, too, over all the years of doing readings and sessions and traveling, of how we started to come to realize that the shadow was the key to embracing and awakening the light, or the dark side of the light chasers, so that when many come into that point where they realize that the shadow is not bad and that energy cannot be destroyed, it's just about transmuting it, it's incredible the message that you're bringing across. So once again, for those who are listening in, we're speaking with Padma Ayan Prakasha, and we're talking about the dimensions of love. And he has so graciously gifted this work by, if you visit his website at www.christblueprint.com, you can download this for free and read about all the dimensions that he has written on. And we're going to be carrying on now today into the third and the fourth dimension. Now, what new activities have you been planning? Have you you've been putting together? You were mentioning the last time about a workshop in the South Pacific. Please tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, this is going to be a very unique, extraordinary, and very rare journey to Maria. Maria is a tiny island in the South Pacific, in French Polynesia, near Tahiti. And it's an incredibly beautiful place, and it's the ancient heart of Lemuria. So it's a secret temple, or Marae Tapu, as the elders call it, the Marae Tapu, or secret temple at the heart of Lemuria. So what this means is that Maria is a feminine center of Gaia. It is a place where half the world's ley lines all meet in a point in the center of Maria. And that's what we call, and has been called for many thousands of years, the womb of the world. And the opposite of this place is the Giza Pyramid Plateau in Egypt, which is the masculine center of the world's grids, or Gaia's grids, or the crystalline grids, or it has many different names. So this place is a very sacred place, and it has been hardly known about, and has been very well protected. Now, certain people have gone there in the past and have led groups there because they felt the energy there. However, the gateways, of which there are five on the island, have not been revealed to outsiders for a very long time. And the last person who was allowed in there was a lama sent by the Dalai Lama 2 years ago, who went there to do a ritual to help reignite the feminine energies of the planet. And I met one of the elders there, and there's a huge story around this, but I'll make it short. I met one of the female elders there, because of course it's a matriarchal island, so the elders there are mainly feminine and very beautiful, smiling, loving earth mother types. And this elder that I met took me around the gateways to the island. and I was given the keys to the island. And these keys come through certain Lemurian songs or certain Lemurian prayer chants and sacred song codes, I call them. And they were given to me in a very extraordinary and ecstatic way over a two-week period. And I felt only recently that then I was given permission to be able to share this with others over the September equinox, which is a very auspicious time, in 2012, so that those who feel called can come and participate in reigniting these feminine energies of the planet and, of course, them themselves reunifying the female and male parts of themselves. And this is a big key for this planet because the male-female separation on this planet has been rather large in the last few thousand years. And it's been a huge veil on humanity because when male and female truly come together in union, the basis for love, the basis for truth, and the basis for an awakened civilization is founded. That is a foundation for our full awakening, is having that male and female united within ourselves. And obviously then that being with an external reflection, with a partner, with a husband or a wife or a man or a woman. And then obviously then that spirals outwards even further to our community, to the planet and so on. So there's a whole different, many different layers of connection that happen through male and female union. And Maria, the feminine center of Gaia, holds those keys within itself. And of course, Giza, the Giza pyramids in Egypt are very well known, and everyone goes there and everyone's done activations there and has received many things there, and that's been great because the masculine energy has been much more predominant on the planet. Hardly anyone has been to Maria, and even less people have been given the keys to the island because it has been so protected, and the feminine has been obviously in a position or in a lesser position than the masculine. And it still is on the planet. And this is what needs to change. And it is this rebalancing and union that will create the biggest changes on the planet because it works on the most fundamental level of our souls, our psyches, our bodies, our sexuality, our connection to God, our connection to the universe. Everything works on this principle of polarity, male and female coming together to form unity. And so if we're neglecting that in our lives, then we're going to be imbalanced. And because the planet itself has, humans have neglected that in their relationships and in their relationship with the planet itself, all these distortions, injustice, imbalances have happened on the planet because the feminine hasn't been honored, the masculine has been in too much power, and the balance between love, wisdom, and power has been lost. And thank God it's starting to come back again. But the only way it's going to truly anchor and deepen and go to a whole nother level is through this union of male and female. And so I feel very passionate about this. And obviously this what I was given in Maria is a big key to this union of masculine and feminine. And obviously a big key to immersing in the feminine. And from being there for 6 weeks last summer, I definitely experienced, you know, a deepening into Mother God, a deepening into the feminine, human feminine and divine feminine, and the great beauty and joy and ease, you know, that comes with that. And because it's a matriarchal island, everything is aligned to that. And there's many stories I can share about that, and of course of my meeting with the elders there.
And we'll have to do another radio show on that.
Yeah, and that's a whole other story.
I can only imagine the power that can be felt when you're on that island, especially that it has been so literally undiscovered. And as you were talking, I was getting the sense of the massive ignition of soul visibility that you're going to be able to and bring through when you're on the island and just anchor. It sounds remarkable. So for anybody...
It's going to be very loving, I feel. It feels to me very loving, very joyful, and a very blissful sacred site journey there. And I feel like whoever comes is going to really, you know, and myself included, obviously, we're all going to go to a whole nother level of love and joy and releasing, obviously, anything that stands in the way of that love and joy within us. But this is how the feminine operates. It operates through that love and softness and you know, gently melting things away and allowing things to be and embracing everything as it is and moving with that current and flow. So I'm really excited and about leading a group there, because it's going to be so beautiful and so soulful, so beautifully soulful.
And sounds that, like it's going to be a magnificent experience.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that leads me on to the third sphere, because in a third sphere of love, that Rumi and Shams and Christ Yeshua and other Sufis and Gnostic Christians like John and Mary Magdalene and other people, all these beings have mapped out these spheres. What I'm doing is simply writing, collecting it all together, writing it down, and then obviously adding my own direct experience of the spheres and other people's who I've taught and helped as they moved through the spheres. And obviously it's all through my direct experience, most of the spheres as well, as I've moved through them. And moving through these spheres basically means that you become more truthful, you become more aligned to divine laws, so not human laws, but God's laws or the divine laws of love. And you become more loving within you, both in a human way and in a divine way. And so as we move into a third sphere, we become more and more aware of our pure soul. So our pure soul is what we all have access to, which is what is within us. So it is that spark of pure love that we can access at any time. And when we access this pure love, at any time, we feel love, we feel joy, we feel an incredible purity within us. And everyone on a spiritual path at some point has experienced this pure love. It's just a question of sustaining that pure love, because we have a moment and then we go into some pattern or some fear, or you know, we regress a little bit. So it's like one step forward, two steps back, one step forward. And so, you know, this is a journey of opening the heart completely and fully, and that takes, you know, that's a journey, and that takes time if we are intent on it and we have a strong desire for that. But as we move into the third sphere, this becomes more of a reality. So we can tap into this pure part of our soul at will, in fact. So whenever we desire, we can. It happens in 1 second or 2 seconds. And of course, you know, with that, we start to feel a lot more of the bliss of divine love. And we can obviously move through much faster our resistances to that. So the more love we receive, the more that love is absent within us will also arise. So there's an old saying, the more love that comes into us, the more ways we aren't loving reveal themselves. So this is what happens in a third sphere, is that we have this divine love on tap. So whenever we are asking God to receive his or her divine love, we receive it, and we receive it instantly, and we go into reverence, we go into wonder, we go into awe, we go into celebration, we go into joy, we go into ecstasy, we go into huge laughter, we go into deep peace, we go into incredible states of humility and celebration of this love and the joy that our soul feels. So this happens at will from our heart. When we sincerely ask, it will happen. And this is a beautiful stage, the third sphere, because we start to really feel that God completely loves us. And that is an incredible feeling to feel in all parts of you, in every cell, not just your heart, but in every single part of you, you begin to experience the reality that God completely and perfectly and totally loves you. And that is an incredible feeling, and you can feel it all the time. You can feel it every moment. If you don't have anything to do all day, you could just do that all day. However, if you do that all day, you will definitely start to feel your resistances to that. So, you know, at this point, obviously, you still have resistance to love. So you will feel the pain inside you. You will feel sadness. You'll feel these other emotions arise that are releasing from you receiving divine love. And then you'll obviously have to still explore those emotions and really go into the sadness and really feel it in order to release it. And then you'll feel more joy, and then you'll be able to receive even more divine love. So it's a cumulative process. And in the third sphere, this really accelerates. So, for example, in the first sphere, where we're completely controlled by fear, which is a state of 6 billion human beings, completely under a veil and cloak of fear, in that first sphere, it's hard for us to move. So it's like a bicycle. We're on a spiritual path in the first sphere. We're on a bicycle, and we're moving forward, but it's not very fast. In the second sphere, we have consciously overcome fear. Doesn't mean we don't feel fear, but it's still there. But we use it as a signal to go into our deeper emotions, like sadness or grief, and then relieve that and come more into love. So that's like a car. So we're driving a car along, you know, a nice country road, and it's faster, and, you know, we're moving quicker. In the third sphere, it's like an express train, like a bullet train. We are moving at 180 miles an hour. Everything around us is blurry because we're moving so fast. Our souls are expanding so quickly, and our growth is exponential. So it's really, we're moving very, very fast. We can feel our emotions pretty much instantly, and we can process and release them. If it took a week in the second sphere, it would take us a few hours in the third sphere, or even a few minutes sometimes if you're really on the edge of things. So growth becomes exponentially faster. And we also start to develop a relationship to God. And this is a direct relationship to God, not to a guide, not to a spirit, not to an ascended master, not to a goddess, but directly to the creator of your soul and the creator of the heavens and the earth, and the creator of all universes. So you start to establish a direct heart-to-heart or soul-to-soul relating with God. And this is a personal relating, very intimate, very loving, and very beautiful. It is definitely the deepest relationship that a human being can ever have, and the most intimate relationship a human being can ever have, and the most loving relationship a human being can ever have, because God loves you perfectly. And most humans will love you imperfectly, because that's the way they are, and that's the way you are. You can't really love anyone perfectly until you are, you know, very highly evolved. And so experiencing this perfect, pure, divine love, not human love, but this divine love in your heart, in your soul, every day, many times a day, 40, 50, 60 times a day, as you experience this, your life changes dramatically, because when you are fully experiencing it, this is all that you want. There is nothing else that you desire, because it is the best, most pleasurable, most loving feeling a human being can ever experience. There is no greater feeling that you or I or any other of the 7 billion other human beings on this planet can experience. And once you experience it, you will know. So certain people listening to this will be like, okay, that may make sense. Other people are like, no, you know, I know love better, and with my partner and things like that. And of course, you can share a beautiful love with your partner. But if you truly experience God's love for you and you receive that without barriers or without judgment or fear or some kind of wall, you will understand directly for yourself that it is the greatest feeling that you can ever experience. It goes way beyond the greatest tantric orgasm or greatest love you have for your soulmate or anything like that. And not putting those feelings down, because they're beautiful feelings and very human feelings, but this is on a different order or a different octave of feeling and expression. And it is the most pleasurable feeling as well. It can be very sensual at times, especially if you're making love, and you're making love with someone you deeply love, and both your souls are deeply engaged, and you bring God through prayer into the bedroom. And then it goes to a whole nother level, because it's then like a holy trinity is being created between you, your partner, and God, which is actually the ways our souls were designed to make love. Is in this holy trinity, because we actually will feel the most love by doing that, because it's not just my love for my partner and her love for me. I'm feeling my love for God. She's feeling her love for God. And God is sending his or her love to us both. So there's even more love present. So making love is even more incredible, is even more pure, is even more heartful, is even more joyful. So it's actually much better for us in every way. And again, in this way, you realize how much God loves us, because he created, obviously, making love and sexual activity for us to enjoy in a pure and loving way. So why deny that, you know? But at the same time, we obviously have to be, you know, discerning and clear, you know, about our sexual wounds, our sexual emotions, and the emotions and wounds that are connected to that as well. But in essence, it is there for us to enjoy in love. And this, you know, this also starts to happen in the third sphere more. We start to really enjoy this, and we start to become sexually healed on all levels, on a soul level and a sexual level. And we also start to come into the understanding that we are here on earth in order to help people come closer to love. And in the third sphere of divine love, that's bringing people closer to God. So helping people establish their own direct relationship to God's love and God's truth, and helping them directly with that. And in so doing, the human love will automatically increase within that person. Because the human love is an effect, in one sense, of divine love. Divine love is what created human love. So if you want to have the most pure human love and the greatest relationships with your family and friends and your beloved partner, then you'll go straight to God, because that's a creator. He is a creator of all those other forms of love. So by going to God first, automatically you will love other people more. It's a very beautiful and very direct and very simple way of doing things. But of course, the truth is simple. It's only the mind that makes it complicated. So in the third sphere, we become dedicated to serving God rather than just human beings. And as I explained, that doesn't exclude human beings. It actually is inclusive of everything. If we serve God, we automatically will be serving other human beings. But the focus is on the cause, not on the effect. So human beings have been created by God. We have been created by God. Our souls, our bodies, everything has been created by God. So by going to the cause and the creator, we will be able to make the most of ourselves and come into our own purity. And so this is really, you know, what happens in the third sphere is we really start to become very humble to the awesome grandeur, majesty, and splendor of God and God's love. And we really start to feel that on a profound level, in a very deeply felt level, that really words can't do justice to, but it's only something you can feel. And as I was saying, when you feel that, you will know there is nothing greater in any universe to experience and to then share and help other people to realize in a loving and open and giving way. And, you know, then that leads us into the fourth sphere, which is when we start to acquire some very magical gifts that have been given by the Holy Spirit or have been given by God. And the fourth sphere is when the individualization of our sovereign soul accelerates. So we become even more individual because we have our own direct relationship to God. We have our own hotline to God. We have our own internet connection. We have our own direct red phone line on our desk, in our heart, to God at all times. And so obviously that leads to a much greater individualization of our soul and our soul's gifts. So it's in this fourth sphere that our healing abilities and our healing gifts will greatly magnify. So at this point, you could do miraculous healings through the power of divine love. And there's many examples I could give of that, but, you know, I've healed ripped tendons and ripped muscles and ripped ligaments in myself. I've done many forms of healing on other people that have been miraculous, and I've healed them in literally what was taking them 35, 40 years to get to terms with. I've healed in literally weeks or months.
Tell us about one of the most profound ones that really affected not only the person, but also affected you.
Yeah, I think I'd have to get permission from that person because I keep everything in confidence. So it would be out of integrity for me to share that because it was something very deep in that person's soul, which I don't feel I could share unless they gave me permission to. But all I can say is that through that power of divine love, coming through a vessel, be it myself or lots of other people, the greatest healings can happen. And it can be applied to anything, be it physical, be it soulful, be it spiritual, any level that divine love can flood in and release and heal anything. And that's what happens in a fourth sphere, basically. That level of love heals everything. And the healer in a fourth sphere really embodies that and begins to fully appreciate and understand that because it happens, and it happens around that person. And in my experience of that, it's very fast as well. So I can be receiving divine love and sharing that with other people. And in that, literally within a few minutes or half an hour or an hour, they will come into their deepest wound of all time. And in that deepest wound, there will be a huge release, you know, that will happen pretty much instantly within that half an hour, hour. And that's, you know, and this, because it's working on a soul level, and it can be directed towards physical, like mending physical things, which I've done with myself. Which I was told could not be healed or I needed surgery for. I've healed that as well. And the physical takes a bit longer time, obviously, because it's more dense, but it still happens. But really, you know, the most important aspect is that it goes directly into the soul and finds your deepest, darkest, most buried part of your shadow, sheds light and love on it, brings it up to the surface so it can be really rapidly healed. And that's like a mini miracle, I would say. But in the sphere, in this fourth sphere of love, it's actually quite natural and it's quite normal to have those things happen. Because you're in that sphere, you're in a much, you know, vastly expanded space of love and truth. And so obviously in this fourth sphere, we come to complete certain earth service agreements. And we become very intellectually, mentally refined. So that means that our mind becomes very clear. and can understand things in a much sharper and faster way. And obviously, if there's mental body healing to do, it will be completed in this sphere. So even in the fifth sphere, the sphere after the fourth sphere, the mind becomes less and less important because the soul's intelligence or the soul's mind takes over. So it's important to have your human mind healed first before the soul's mind can fully, you know, resurrect itself in a driving seat, and the human mind just becomes a thing to pay the bills and do menial things that you do on automatic pilot, because it's not dominating or even important in your life, because you are living in your soul, and your soul has a totally different set of perceptions or intelligence to it than the mind does. And so that's also what happens in this fourth sphere, is that the mind starts to refine, but also starts to dissolve.
Being in alignment with the fourth, and again, talk about divine timing, it's just remarkable that we would be mentioning about how you're saying in the fourth sphere, the dissolving of the mental ego mind, so that the divine mind can step forward. And look what's happening this week, how we have Neptune stepping into its home sign, which actually has never been in its sign of Aquarius since it's ever been sighted, and that we were having the intention to do a quick activation before we run out of time on helping to release any mental interference, astral entities and energies, negative elementals and planetary illusion, so that could also anchor the ascended master perception, comprehension, and consciousness. It's just remarkable. So with that in mind, would you join us in doing a quick activation? As I'm looking at the time, as we're like, wow, we're almost running out. And to give this as a gift as well, as you also, we bring forth, we'll turn back the activation to you so that you can bring everyone through the third and the fourth dimension. Hello. Wow, it seems like we lost the line. So what we'll do is as our fabulous producer Doug is trying to get Padma back, we'll start with the activation, and hopefully by the time he gets him back online, we will have Padma come through as we bring everyone's energies into the heart. So placing yourself into a receiving position with your spine straight, take a deep breath, inhale through the nose, and exhale. And bringing your awareness and your focus for the ladies that are listening to this at this time to your second chakra at your navel, and for the gentlemen to the base of your spine, to your root chakra, visualize a tube of light flowing into the center of the earth as we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. We invoke the golden white bubble of light and the pure white light of the Christ for personal protection. We call forth the inner plane hierarchy of planetary and cosmic ascended masters, the archangels and the Elohim. We also call forth our mighty I Am presence, inviting our soul extensions and everyone's higher self, Christ embodied self and ascended master self, helping to embrace and embody our divine essence. Thank you. We thank you, beloved masters, and ask that you remain in order to help us remove and deactivate all negative implants within all of humanity, around the entire globe, as well as from within the field of our pets. We also call upon Archangels Michael and Faith for extra protection. We attune to our specific lineage of masters and to the masters we work most closely with. We ask that these beings help remove all unwanted astral entities, elementals, or thought forms that cloud our vision, intuition, judgment, or who may be trying to interfere directly with our free will by clouding our perception. We now ask the appropriate masters to help us clear the unwanted astral entities, elementals, or thought forms that are clouding the feeling and perception of humanity as a whole. We ask that any astral entities engaged in direct interference with anyone's free thinking, clarity of vision, or free will be immediately escorted to the astral sphere that best matches their vibratory rate. We ask that a ring pass knot be placed around them to hold them there so that they may learn their appropriate lessons and still be kept at a safe distance from meddling with humanity and our divine gift of free will. See them being removed from both your personal sphere and the sphere of all humanity while they are held in unconditional love. It is not our place to judge them, but certainly our right and even our obligation to ask them to be removed from our personal and collective worlds. Sense or feel a new clarity of feeling, thought, vision, and intuition fill both you and the world of incarnated souls. Embrace and inhale a deep, clearing breath as the feeling of freedom, clarity, and light prevail. We now also ask the inner plane ascended masters to remove any and all core fears and the programming of any negative ego, self-centeredness, or separation. Feel that these energies are being pulled out as if they were dark weeds being pulled out from a garden. You'll feel them being released through your crown chakra. You may also intend and request to have this work continue during the night. As you take a deep breath, inhale through the nose and exhale, we now ask the inner plane ascended masters to bring forth a downpouring of core love infused with the Christ, Buddha, Melchizedek qualities and archetypes. We also ask for the divine lady masters, the goddesses, all the archangels and ascended masters, and everyone that you personally acknowledge to encircle you in a divine love configuration chamber of light. Take a deep breath and inhale all the love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in this last day. You may begin to feel a tingling sensation or pulsation on your skin as you feel the energy flowing in down past the blood, down past the plasma, down to the subatomic particle levels where there is nothing but space, infusing and injecting you with divine love. Feel the core love as it heals and seals all the wounds in all directions of time, space, and parallel universes, on all the multidimensional and inner planes of existence. As you breathe in and inhale all the love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in this last month, you'll begin to feel your vastness, the expanded consciousness, as we ask your mighty I Am presence to charge you with ascended master perception, comprehension, and consciousness. Feel the energy as it electrifies you, as we also ask for all the sacred letters, key codes, and fire letters and geometries that are in accordance to your resonance at this time to all be anchored through you. As you take one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose all the love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in this last year. Feel the tingling sensation as it flows up and down your spinal column, activating your cosmic and earth kundalini energies. And as you feel the flow from the lunar and solar sides of your beautiful spinal column and homoluminescent body, bring your attention, your awareness, and your focus to your heart chakra. And as you bring your awareness to your heart chakra, we welcome the awakening of being ignited into the third and fourth dimensions with Padma.
Beloved Mother, Father, God, please help us receive your divine love. Help us receive your divine, infinite truth, light. We are the greatest of your creations, the most wonderful of all your handiworks. We are the objects of your great soul's love and tender care. You smile on us in our darkest moments, and you are always willing to take us back into your loving arms at any moment, if we but ask. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your love. And even for the possibility of receiving it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We now call on your mighty I Am presence to spin your inner Merkaba to the right and the outer Merkaba to the left, helping to stabilize, solidify, and ground all energies we have called forth and anchored. We also request to transform and transfer the heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as all light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling. Release that tube of light that you placed there from the beginning. See it sending down into the center of Mother Earth to be burned and transmuted to the light. As you send a new tube of light down, choosing any color that you wish, connecting you back into the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. And begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes, bringing yourself back into the ever-present infinite now. And when you feel that it is that right time for you, open your eyes. Padma, we thank you so much for joining us today on Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, taking us through the third and the fourth dimension and the spheres of the dimensions of love. It was beautiful, remarkable, and we thank you with so much reverence from our hearts. For anyone who would like to know more, please visit Padma's website at www.christblueprint.com, and you can also download the book, the e-book, Dimensions of Love. And we'll be welcoming back Padma on February 14th on our next show. How appropriate, as we journey to the heart, opening the heart, which takes time, but as we fully awaken it, what a day to do it on but Valentine's Day. It'll be amazing. So we thank you so much for joining us today. Wishing you all magical days. And of course, we can't forget the nights full of cosmic ecstasy with infinite aloha blessings.
Alleluia.